This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg sharply criticized China on Tuesday for bullying its neighbors and threatening Taiwan, and stressed the need for Japan and other democracies to work together with the alliance to defend the international order. At a briefing with the Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, NATO says that China is watching what happens in Ukraine closely.
China is substantially building up its military forces, including nuclear weapons, bullying its neighbors, and threatening Taiwan, trying to control critical infrastructure, and spreading disinformation about NATO and the war in Ukraine.
In South Korea, during a separate act of diplomacy, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin reaffirmed the U.S. position on a nuclear-free region.
The United States and the ROK are committed to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and we've long been that way.
And in the Mideast, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says during his time there, he has heard concern from both Israelis and Palestinians about a recent violence there, but he also heard ideas on how to improve your cooperation and security there. Blinken said the U.S. would oppose anything that undermines hopes of a two-state solution, including settlement construction of built-in unoccupied land sought by the Palestinians.
I've asked senior members of my team to stay on in the region and continue discussions on how these steps might actually be advanced.
He said he also heard ideas on how to improve cooperation there. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.